Good morning, church. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this message that you are going to share with us. Lord, we commit this whole time to you. We ask of your Holy Spirit to come and minister to us. Let your words dwell richly in our hearts so that we will not sin against you, but that we will meditate upon your word to us day and night and observe to do according to all that is written in it so that we will prosper and have good success in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. This morning, I want to talk about treasure, hidden treasure. And I have titled my message, The Hidden Treasure. Let me read from the passage in Matthew chapter 13, verse 44 to 46, where Jesus spoke about two parables. Verse 44, again, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, where a man found and hid. And for joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Now, a parable is a simple story that conveys a moral or religious lesson or principle. And Jesus, during his ministry on earth, used parables frequently to communicate with people. In these two parables that I've just read, Jesus taught the people the following. Number one, that the kingdom of heaven is likened unto hidden treasure. Number two, that the hidden treasure can be found. And thirdly, that people, having found it, sold all that they had to buy it. So from these two parables, what are some of the points and lessons that we can learn? The first lesson is that both men in those parables had the wisdom to discern the worth of the treasure. Upon discovering the treasure, both the men could instantly discern its worth. Unlike the two parables, that's not always the case in the real world. Too often, people fail to see the true worth of a thing when they come upon it. And because they fail to grasp its true worth, their responses on seeing something of great worth could be one of this. They see that thing, they don't recognize it, and they don't know the worth of the treasure. And therefore, they walk past it. Or they could have a look at it and they see the treasure, they assess it, and they reject and ignore it, thinking that it is worthless. Or perhaps they see the treasure, they recognize it of some worth, but unfortunately not its true worth, and they devalue the treasure. And as a result of not recognizing its true worth, they are too quick to sell it off, dispose of it cheaply in exchange for something else. Let me tell you a story. There is a famous place in India called the Golconda region in Hyderabad. And this area is very well known for diamond mines. And as a matter of fact, over the centuries, many, many, many amazing diamonds have been discovered in one particular mine. It's called the Collar Mine. And some of the finest diamonds you can ever find in the world, even up to today, was discovered in this mine. And the most famous of these diamonds are all very well known. For example, the Koh I Noor is now part of the British Crown Jewels. And it is massive. It's 105 carats. It's priceless. Now, diamonds are a girl's best friends. You ask any girl, most of them will know that diamonds, the worth of a diamond is according to the carat weight, the color, the clarity, and the cut. And Koh I Noor is one of the most priceless ones. Then there is another diamond called the Blue Hope. This is part of the Smithsonian, U.S. Smithsonian Institute. And it is a blue diamond of something like 45 carat, and it is worth millions, $350 million to be exact. Then there is the Daria I Noor, which is owned by the Iranian Crown Jewels, a part of the Iranian Crown Jewel. And this stone is massive. It's 182 carat in weight. And then there is the Regent Diamond, owned by the French government, and is on display in the Louvre. And this one is another big one. It's 140 carat, worth millions as well. And all these diamonds, would you believe they are all from that one same mine in Collar Mine in Golconda region in Hyderabad, found years ago, right? Now, amazingly, there is a story being told in this place, in the Golconda region, about a certain young prince. Now, this prince grew up listening to stories of great adventure and of lost treasures. And from a very young age, he developed this great yearning for adventure and for lost minds. And so, when he came into his inheritance, he took the decision that he wants to fulfill this dream of going out on a great adventure to look for lost mines, lost treasure. Okay? So, he sold off his estate. And from the proceeds, he went out on a great adventure to look for treasure. Now, the person that he sold the mines to, the estate to, was later on to discover the diamond mines. And sadly for the prince, the very treasure that he was looking for, the very treasure that he was looking for was right in his possession, right under his nose. And he missed it. What a sad irony. The prince failed to recognize the priceless treasure from right under him and sold it off cheaply. It's such a tragic result for the prince. But this same tragedy, unfortunately, happens all too frequently with Christians. We have found this priceless treasure in Jesus Christ. And it's in our hands. Do not lose it. The Bible is filled with examples of such tragedies. None other than Adam and Eve, who were enticed to eat the forbidden fruit by Satan's deceit, and they lost their inheritance from God. What about Esau? Esau sold his birthright for a bowl of pottage, a lentil soup, all because he lacked self-control over his fleshly desires. And then there is, of course, Judas, who sold Jesus for 30 pieces of silver because of worldly greed. Imagine the Son of God, the Messiah, the coming King, for 30 pieces of silver. And then there is Demas, who left for the love of the world. Now, they have all failed to grasp the full worth of the treasure that they possessed. The thief comes but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Jesus came. Jesus have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. So let us not fall and allow the devil to steal and to rob us of the great treasure that God has so graciously given to us in our very hands. So that's the first point. Understand and know the worth of the treasure that we already possess in Christ. Do not lose it. The second point from the parable is that the priceless treasure is worth to sell all and buy it. Now, despite the differences in the two parables that Jesus told, where in the first parable of the hidden treasure, the man unknowingly stumbled upon the treasure, whereas in the second parable of the pearl of great price, the merchant was actively seeking for it. Yet, no matter their initial attitudes, both men, when they discovered the treasure, they sold all quickly that they had to buy the treasure. Now, a treasure stays hidden unless an action uncovers it. It can be accidental, like in the case of the hidden treasure, or by conscious action, he found it, like in the case of the pearl of great price. When they realized the great worth, they were quick to sell all they had to buy the treasure. To them, it was the deal of the lifetime. Oh, that we would, by God's grace, see and act in like manner. Now, although the parable talked about buying, we must remember that a parable is a story to teach a lesson. We cannot infer from these parables that we can buy our own way into the kingdom of God. That could not be further from the truth. Ephesians 2:8 tells us, "For by grace we have been saved through faith, and that not of ourselves. It has nothing to do with us. It is the gift of God." So, in fact, in God's economy, we are invited, as in Isaiah 55, verse 1. "Come, buy without money and without price." Unlike the world's economy, where everything has a price, in God's economy, there is no price to be paid. Think about that. In God's economy, there is no price to be paid. The price has already been paid by Jesus Christ, and He is the highway to heaven's treasure. Yes, the treasure is free to all who will buy in God's economy. What a deal! What an economy! We are all invited. God is so loving and richly generous to all of us. "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Our human minds can never understand God's infinite love, His infinite wisdom, and His great generosity. Truly, God's ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts higher than our thoughts. We can see and appreciate the heart of our God, the heart of our great God. It says in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sake, for my sake, He became poor, that we all, through His poverty, might become rich." That's the heart of our God. This verse so beautifully sums up the wonderful attributes of God. Praise and thanksgiving to Him. Amen. Praise His holy name. So, can you see yourself in the parables? Are you the man who stumbled upon the treasure, or are you the person who actively seek out the treasure? For myself, I stumbled upon the treasure as a young man, with some help, of course. Whatever our case may be, let us remember point number two. Let us be quick to sell all and buy this treasure. And let us buy without money and without price. It is such a wonderful gift of God. Amen. So the third point of this parable is that God has put this treasure in each of us. He has given it to us. It is now in us, earthen vessel. 2 Corinthians 4:7 says, "We have this treasure in earthen vessel, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us." God has put in us the treasure of the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Simply put, He has put the treasure that is knowing Jesus Christ, the light. Through knowing Jesus, we are born again with His incorruptible seed. We inherit His DNA, the divine nature of Abba Father. We are now descendants of the King of Kings, the world's oldest aristocracy. Let's think about that for a moment. We are descendants of the King of Kings, the world's oldest aristocracy. We are descendants of the King, the great King. And now, this King has divine goals, intended goals for us. Let us see what these goals are. Like earthly princes and princesses, from young birth, earthly princes and princesses, they are nurtured and trained and prepared for some priestly roles or some functions that they have to perform. Similarly, God is grooming us for His glorious purposes. He's training us. And the training can be tedious. It can be time-consuming and hard-going. But God is ensuring through this process that we will be properly equipped and properly prepared for the role that He has for us. Nothing is worse than to be unprepared or poorly equipped for a job. The result in that situation can be terrible, depressing, disastrous, and the consequences can be devastating to everyone concerned. And God is never going to let that happen. So He will do all to ensure that we are prepared for the task at hand. The God of peace that brought again from the dead Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, He's making us perfect in every good work to do His will, working in us that which is well-pleasing in His sight through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's found in Hebrews 13:20. So, that's what our God is doing for each one of us. The next divine intended goal is that the majesty of Jesus Christ in us, that treasure in us, is waiting to shine forth. He wants us to show His glory. We are epistles of Christ, read by all men, written not in ink, but by the Spirit of the living God. We need to humbly recognize the true dignity of a regenerated self. The more we know Him who is in us, the more He changes us. God is remaking us into the image of Jesus Christ. He wants that treasure to shine through this earthen vessel so that the glory is not in human flesh, but it is that treasure that is in us, Jesus Christ. Amen. And the next divine goal is that treasure that God has put in us is a powerful defense for us. We will be tough as diamonds. Diamonds are one of the most hardiest material on earth. So that precious treasure in us will be a tough defense for us. When tough and challenging times hit us, we will be able to stand strong. Then we will begin to catch a glimpse and understand what Paul described in 2 Corinthians 4, verses 8 to 17. We are hard-pressed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. We do not lose heart. We do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day, for the light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far exceeding and eternal weight of glory. How can this be possible, you ask? Well, we have the Spirit of Christ in us to strengthen our spirit when we face tough situations and times. And secondly, everything becomes bearable when we understand the cost for these hardships. Nothing is more depressing and unbearable than the unknown. And the pointlessness of hardships and struggles. It's so depressing if we don't know what is the purpose of it all. For example, to break hardcore criminals and rebels in prison. Punishments alone, tough things done to them alone may not be enough. Prison wardens would make these tough rebels, toughened criminals, do energy-sapping labor, like moving rocks from one place to another location, and then make them move it back again. And day after day, the cycle will repeat itself. Now, the pointlessness of their suffering is what ultimately breaks their spirit. So you see, if you can't see the purpose for which the tough situations that we are encountering is working for us a far greater and eternal weight of glory, then it becomes unbearable. So, the third point, the treasure is in us. We have it in each one of us, earthen vessels. And as a result, we have inherited his DNA, royal bloodline, and we are being prepared for divine appointments. And as part of that preparation, sometimes it's tough going, the training is hard, but it has a divine, glorious purpose. We are to show his glory, the epistles of Christ read by all men. And this treasure in us now is such a powerful defense for us, a rock for us, tough as diamonds. Amen. Lastly, this treasure is now our inheritance. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 to 5 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who through his abundant mercy has begotten us to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is incorruptible, undefiled, that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for us, for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last times." These few verses is such a mouthful, but it's so rich in its implications. Let me break down the verses for you. Through God's abundant mercy shown through Jesus Christ, we have been begotten, born again, to a living hope because Jesus is resurrected from the dead and is coming back again. To an inheritance that is reserved in heaven for us. Our inheritance, unlike earthly treasure, is incorruptible. It cannot degrade. It is undefiled. It doesn't blemish. It doesn't stain. It does not fade away. The value of this treasure, this inheritance, doesn't fade with the passing of time. It doesn't fade because of changing fashion or passing fancy. It has intrinsic value. It's all set in heaven for each one of us. No one can take it away. Ready to be revealed according to God's timing. Amen. So to recap, God has given us an inheritance in Jesus Christ. Let us lay hold of it. Amen. This hidden treasure, it can be found. Let us be wise to its true worth. Let us sell all and buy it. And like precious treasure, we must secure it. It is in us, and the very core is waiting to shine forth It is our defense. It is our inheritance. Praise the Lord for the hidden treasure now uncovered. Let us pray. We thank thee, Lord, for your love that you have bestowed on us, that you have given us your very best treasure in Jesus Christ. Give us this day the grace to find this hidden treasure in Christ and the wisdom to recognize its priceless worth as you reveal to us, that we may do our utmost to keep this treasure and to let you work your desired purposes through us in our lives, that your treasure will continually shine brilliantly through each one of us, that your name may be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord.